Alright, what's going on? I'm about to talk about something real quick, man. I'm about to talk about something real quick. This is some bullshit, too. Alright, so I'm at the store tonight. I probably do the dumbest thing I ever done. I mean, it probably ain't the dumbest thing I ever done, but it's up there. I tapped the Mac machine to get some money. Alright. I get distracted because I see unscratched lottery tickets on top of the ATM. So I get distracted, right? So I'm like looking at them. I ain't even paying attention to what I'm doing. I grab my receipt and I just go on about my business, right? So I'm looking at these unused tickets or unscratched tickets because I'm thinking like, man, somebody left scratch offs here. But they already scratched. They just scratched the barcode. They ain't even played a game. They just scratched the barcode to see if it was a winner or a loser. So either way, man, I go get me some coffee. And I go up to the counter to go pay. Next thing I know, man, I ain't even got the money in my pocket. So I'm like, hold up. So I'm checking in my pockets, I'm digging in my pockets, and there ain't nothing up in there. So I go right over back across the store to the Mac machine. That money was gone, man. And there was a guy standing right there next to me when that shit happened. So he know that shit was mine. But he ain't say nothing. And maybe he took it and maybe he didn't. I don't know. When I was looking for him, I couldn't find him. But maybe he took it and maybe he didn't. But either way, that wasn't his money. That was my money. And, you know, it's kind of messed up, man, because I'm like, damn, I can't believe, like, he wouldn't even, like, say, hey, man, like, you left it or whatever. And I ain't really even surprised. I know that's just how people roll. But sometimes, man, you wish that people would just do the right thing even when they don't have to. You know, I remember one time I was at a Target. And I'm walking out. This lady was putting some money in her back pocket. And she had dropped the money. It didn't go into her back pocket. She thought it did. And she had let go of the money. It dropped onto the ground. And it was a $100 bill. It was a $100 bill. And at the time, I could use that $100 so bad. I probably had like no dollars. I don't even know what I was doing in Target. But I had, you know, I needed that money at that time. I could have really used that money at that time. And I picked up the $100 and I debated on it for a second, you know. I didn't do the right thing right away. Like, I waited a second. Like, you know, I was like, oh, man, I could use this money. But then, you know, I thought to myself, like, man, like, what if that was me and I lost my 100? You know, I would want somebody to give it back to me. And so that's what I did, man. I did the right thing and I gave the lady the money back. I said, hey, excuse me, ma'am, miss, whatever. I said, you dropped your money on the ground. You know, I just want to return it to you, you know. And she was like, oh my God, thank you so much, this, that, and the third, you know, because I had told her, I said, listen, you know, it didn't go in your pocket, you know, and I just wanted to give it back to you. And she was just so happy and so ecstatic that I did that. And I remember I was walking out the store and I was like, you know, shit, man, like, I could have kept that money, you know, I had bills. You always got bills, but I had bills. And she ran and she caught me. She flagged me down. She was like, hey, hey, hey. And she gave me $50. And she was like, take this. And I was like, no, no, no. Like, it's your money. Like, you know, you dropped it. I just want to, you know, you don't know. She was like, no, take this money. You know, get yourself some lunch or whatever you want. Just, you know, take this money. Thank you so much. You know, so many people wouldn't have done that. And it really made me feel good, you know, and I needed that money. I could have used $10, $100, $50, and I needed it. And, you know, she gave me that money, man, and I did the right thing, quote unquote, the right thing, you know. What is right, what's wrong. But, you know, in that situation, it just seemed like if it wasn't the right thing to do, it was the ethical thing to do. How about that? It was the moral thing to do. And, you know, it paid off, you know, not paid off, but I mean, you know, she gave me $50 and it made me think, like, tonight, you know, I lost that money, and whoever was there, that guy who seen me do it, you know, or seen that happen, he probably took that money. He obviously didn't say anything, but it made me think about doing the right thing, even when you don't have to, you know. And it's just sad to see how many people don't do the right thing. And it makes me think, man, like, it's just sad, man. It's just really sad when you just don't see people doing the right thing, or the ethical thing, or the moral thing, you know? So, whenever you have the opportunity to do the quote-unquote right thing, or the ethical thing, do it. Even if you don't have to, do it. And I'm not just saying this to you, I'm saying this to myself. Because, you know, this situation, I'm not gonna lie, like, it had me feeling, like, sick, right? I'm like, you know, thank God I didn't withdraw more money. You know what I'm saying? And here's the thing. Maybe that person needed that money more than I did, right? Maybe they needed it more than me. And so, you know what? Take it. Do what you will with it, man. Hopefully you do something good with it. I mean, you didn't do the right thing at the time, so maybe you'll get a second chance to make up for it, but you know, thankfully, it could have been worse. I could have pulled out more money and lost more money. And, you know. And the sad thing is like, how did that person know that that's not my last $50? You know, that's how much I pulled out, $50. And it's not a lot, but it is a lot. It's a lot to pull out and just get distracted and forget. It's like I said, it's probably one of the dumbest, most mindless things I've done. It's not the dumbest, but it's damn sure up there. And, you know, so I was feeling sick. And as soon as I'm feeling that way, like, I'm like, you know that feeling. You're just feeling sick inside, like, in your stomach. Like, oh, you feel so stupid. You feel embarrassed. You know, you feel like an idiot. How could you be so dumb to let that happen? You know, it's like, but I just caught myself, man, and I just said, you know what, how else can I look at this to, like, make it better, you know? And it sparked this right here, right now. So doing the right thing, man. Do the right thing even when you don't have to. Do the right thing even when you don't want to. Just do it. Do the right thing. And when situations like this happen, it's not easy. It's going to make you sick. And who knows, if somebody, if I was in a different situation and say that it was my last, you know, $50, it might have been even worse. But, you know, it taught me a lesson. It taught me to be mindful of my surroundings and what's going on around me. You know, keep an eye out. And, you know, just whenever you got the chance to do the right thing or the ethical thing, just do it. So, if you ever hear this, I hope you take this to heart, because this is serious. And, like I say, this is not just for you, this is for me too. It's to remind me that when I have the chance to do something good, do it. can't save the world, but I can do my part. So, till next time, people. I'm out.